prior to the war, prior to the embargo, there was some shipping that was international. But as far as farm products go, most of it was local. So you're talking about plantations and farms that would be taking produce and taking them to the larger cities. Because the British were able to occupy the Chesapeake Bay, and because the Chesapeake Flotilla was not able to harass and stop that British superiority on the bay, it directly had an effect that shipping was very, very much diminished. So it meant that many farmers were no longer able to get their produce easily to some of these larger cities. So some of the things that they tried to do was to ship over land instead of trying to ship by water. Now that would take a lot longer time. Roads were not necessarily that good back in those days, but it was a safer alternative. Another thing that a lot of people don't realize is that some of the trade that was going on down into the South, like into Virginia and even on down into North Carolina, they were attempting to use some of the interwaterways in behind the Outer Banks of North Carolina and down through the Dismal Swamp and through all of that area. So there was trade that began to develop by small vessels to take produce and whatnot down into those areas because it was so difficult to try to trade up in the Chesapeake Bay area. And as soon as the British found out about that, they actually went down to Ocracoke Island, which is on the Outer Banks, and they destroyed some of the shipping there just to let the Americans know that no matter where they went, the British were going to follow.